We have already heard a lot of words tonight, and we are about to hear a lot more. But before we hear a lot more, I would like to invite all of us to a great silence, in which, if you would like, I invite you to consider the following question. Where are you stuck? Where in your personal life or in the life of the world do you feel the least hope? Those are pretty intense questions. I know that we come to church, at least in part, for some hope and some encouragement and some nourishment. In fact, we come here, really the heart of the reason we come here is to experience reconciliation, which is the heart of the Christian way of life. But for us ever to experience reconciliation, we have to know that we need it. We have to know where there is a breach. And so this week is Holy Week. I don't know about you. I grew up in the Baptist tradition. We didn't have Holy Week. We had the day of Easter, the day of Christmas. That's what we had. But the entire liturgical year, the wheel of the year, revolves around this week. This is the heart, the central cipher of the meaning of following the way of Jesus. And in Holy Week, what we do is we just come to a complete stop. And we turn around and we face, with as much courage as we can, all that has been in the past. We face the full weight of everything that has gone before. In two different ways. We remember and we journey with Jesus on his journey to Jerusalem, his triumphal entry. We move with him to his last meal with his disciples and his betrayal and his abandonment and his trial and torture and death. We remember that in great depth this week. And we also have the opportunity to remember honestly all that has gone before today in our own lives. And I don't know about you, but when I think about where I'm stuck, I see it quite clearly. I see patterns in my life of the ways that I interact with people that I love. I mean, family of origin, all the way forward, right? You know, it's pretty easy. It's easy to see where you're stuck. But actually, why do all that? Why remember? Why go into such detail about what, in the case of Jesus, is kind of a grisly story? Or in our own lives, why remember the pain? Really? It's an honest question. I have told this story before, but it was about 3 years ago in a blog. So I'm hoping none of you have read it, because I'm about to tell it again. I took about a 2-decade break from church, because I did not want to do all the remembering and all the storytelling, and I couldn't make sense of the theology, and lots of reasons. And so I took a 2-decade break, but about 7 years ago I came back to church. And pretty soon after I came back to church, I had a miscarriage. And it was actually my fourth miscarriage. And it was during Advent. And I knew that if I came to church, all I would see and hear about was pregnant Mary. And all I would hear about would be the upcoming birth of the Christ child. And I just didn't know if I could stand it. But for whatever reason, I came to church and I sat where I always sit, right there. And I tried not to listen to the liturgy and the text that day. So I was looking around instead. And what I saw was that station of the cross, which just sits right there where I always sit. And it was Mary holding her dead son in her arms. And in that moment, what I realized was that this tradition was big enough to contain my grief. That I did not have to come here and be subsumed in kind of a fake consumerist Christmas optimism. I didn't have to do that. I could be in the place that I actually was. And everything about this story, the great story of our tradition, could hold me exactly where I was. So, I don't know how you all normally do Holy Week, or if you do Holy Week, or how you see the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ. We have all heard lots of explanations for that, and some of them are helpful, and some of them don't seem helpful. But this Holy Week, I would like to invite you to consider the possibility that actually all of us are every character in the story. We are all Mary holding our losses in our arms. We are all the good thief hoping that God will remember us for a second from heaven. We are all Simon of Cyrene forced to carry burdens that aren't ours. We are Judas who gets angry at his teacher and tries to find some way to profit out of his disappointments. And we're Pilate, who gets sick of the whole thing and just wants to wash our hands of it all. And sometimes, when we're caught up by God's Spirit, and when we follow him, we are Jesus. And we risk and lose everything for the sake of loving without conditions. This Holy Week, I invite you to enter into it fully, not just with your mind, but with your body and your heart and your memories. I invite you to ask God to show you where your story is contained within the great story, where your personal hurts and failures and sin are caught in the great story and in the characters that you'll see all week. And why do that? It's not for the sake of raw remembering, because that doesn't really do any good. It is because we, in experiencing our stories within the great story, we can be transformed. Because the great story and the risen Lord who is at the heart of it affirms to us that neither death nor sin nor violence nor oppression are ultimate. Amen.